The New South Wales Mineral Council has this week gone on the attack, accusing the state government of refusing permission for mines on the basis of long-term damage to the planet. The Wire's Kvitka Becker reports.
The New South Wales Minerals Council says mines are being turned down because the coal they will potentially produce will ultimately affect climate change wherever in the world it is burned. But Rod Campbell, the research director at the Australia Institute, says it's not as simple as it seems.
These mines are being rejected abundantly, not on their climate change impacts, but on their impacts on groundwater, agricultural land, and in the case of one of them, their impact on the local community. The Rocky Hill mine, which is in the Gloucester Valley in New South Wales, just north of the Hunter, it was proposed for a site that was very, very close to the Gloucester town, and it was almost universally opposed within Gloucester. So the reasons that the Rocky Hill mine was rejected in court, and then more recently the Bylong mine has been rejected by the Planning Commission, all about water, farming and social impacts. And then as a kind of extra consideration, the judge and the Planning Commission have gone into a bit of detail on climate. Mm-hmm. And it's even the consideration of climate that is scaring the crap out of the coal industry. That the mines are rejected because of their groundwater impacts, the climate impacts were a pretty small consideration of both decisions. But as you'd expect, the coal mining lobby group, the New South Wales Minerals Council, have gone berserk.
What concerns the mineral industry is the link between the government's commitment to climate change and their mines.
It was pointed out that the coal company's economic modelling in the Bylong case didn't consider a scenario where the world acts on climate change, where the demand for coal in the world declines really significantly in the next couple of decades. And so they found that by not even considering a world that actually acts on the Paris Agreement, because the New South Wales government is indirectly signed up to the Paris Agreement and talks about the Paris Agreement in its climate policy, that the mine hadn't done enough to examine its future under policies that New South Wales is signed up to.
Rod Campbell says Australia's mining policy is at odds with any global commitment to reduction in CO2 levels.
Australia has approved coal capacity of hundreds of millions of tonnes of production a year out to the 2040s. And under the Paris Agreement, that amount of coal is just not going to be required. So obviously a global moratorium on new coal mines would be the most desirable thing to have. But Australia Institute research has shown that even just an Australia-wide moratorium on new coal mines would have negligible impact on economic growth and employment and would provide a lot of certainty for workers, communities and existing investors in existing coal mines.
Georgina Woods is a key figure in the Lock the Gate movement, which has been fighting a local battle with the mining industry on many fronts. She says it's important that the New South Wales government's commitment to climate change does not get rolled back.
Well, I guess the whole world is really grappling with how to deal with climate change, and New South Wales has got this, you know, useful regulation on the books that says the climate change effects of coal mines, you know, are part of the consideration. And so, you know, if we step back from that, you know, if we say that the climate change contribution of our coal export industry is not our responsibility, you know, we're just joining the queue of climate change deniers, really, who try and shirk responsibility for the issue. That's not really the responsible, you know, path for government to take.
Australia Institute's recent Climate of the Nation survey showed that concern about climate change is up. 55% of Australians think that their governments at all levels are not doing enough on climate change.
The community deserves a say on climate change, and the community deserves a say on how much coal we should be selling and under what conditions. So, I mean, I think that's what's at risk here. That's what the Minerals Council is pushing for. this idea that the community shouldn't get a say in terms of how much coal we sell and to whom.
Rod Campbell, the Research Director at the Australia Institute, speaking to Kvitka Becker about the New South Wales government considering laws to stop courts and planners blocking coal mines on climate grounds.